What? It's Are you dumb. Fucking kidding?
It's All right. Stupid.
Throw down.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most burnt out podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Hi, Tam. How are you doing?
I'm doing better. I'm doing okay. It's been a rough week.
Like, people beat you up or
yeah.
beat you down, man?
Right in my fucking nose.
Have you gone to work?
Yeah, I've been to work.
Andy, do me a favor. Say something loud. Football! Oh, okay. Didn't look like you were being recorded.
No. Oh, okay. I'll talk louder, too. I apologize. I matched myself for the room. But I gotta talk into the microphone! Oh, damn. Oh, this is gonna be the most coughful just podcast ever.
Most coughing podcast. Just... That's what I sound like. Okay, so it started right after we got done with Smash Brothers. Like, last week?
Yeah.
Oh, you got the HIV then.
10 o'clock, I was just like, well, I'm starting to feel bad. I'm going to keep playing Smash Brothers till about 12 with Stefan. And so, and I could tell you how he did that, the home run bet thing. Like, all last episode when you guys were talking about it, the video on Facebook, I was like, I got to see how he did it. It was science. We used science. But I started feeling bad, and the next morning I woke up and I had no voice, none at all, not. I couldn't say a word, and I had a black belt test that day. Like, I had to teach a black belt test.
Oh, fun!
Luckily for me, my boss is just like, sit there, shut up, don't do anything. And I was like, yes, I'm getting paid for this. And then I went through the week, and it was just on and off. It traveled from my chest to my head, back to my throat. To my chest again. It was rough. It was super, super rough. Yesterday, I sounded like Optimus Prime. And my
that's even better.
My little dragons thought it was awesome.
Nice.
My 3 to 6 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
Little dragons.
Yeah, that's what they're called. And I have two really funny stories about yesterday's class. So I told one of my boss's kid, his name's Adam. I told him, today I kind of sound like Optimus Prime. And he was like, you're in luck. And I was like, I'm in luck. How am I in luck? He's like, I brought an Optimus Prime action figure today. And I was like, well, good for me.
All right, kids. Roll out.
Roll out. And the other funny story is, so... I wasn't feeling well yesterday either, so an easy thing that you can do with children if you have to make them work is you play fetch with them and give them exercises to do at the thing that you're making them fetch. So we had these giant rings, and I'd throw them over the room. They'd run and grab them, do an exercise, and then come back. It takes up a lot of time, and it makes them very tired. The parents are happy. So I was like, okay, there are only two of you today. Mr. Garrett, what's your favorite color? Out of these four rings that I have, obviously. He goes, green. I'm like, fantastic. You can have this green ring. Mr. Adam, what's your favorite color? Fuchsia.
I have
a red ring, a blue ring, and a yellow ring. I'm going to give you the red ring. He goes, that'll work for fuchsia.
Nice.
Fuchsia is a hard word to spell.
Yeah. This kid's really smart.
Right now.
Wrong!
F-U-S-C-I-A.
Matt, how was your week?
I just nailed it, by the way.
What'd you say?
F-U-S-C-I-A.
No, F-U. S.
I thought there was an H in it.
I don't think so. Let's look it up.
Fuchsia. Also...
Oh, there is an H.
Ah!
Get shit off.
Well, at least I tried.
Oh, I'm not even feeling well.
You just looked at him with a big dumb face.
Whoa. I always look at people with big dumb faces.
All right, you I imagine you buy groceries, correct?
I buy groceries too.
I know.
I also eat.
I know. I was going to say, groceries. Matt, do you buy your groceries too? I was just getting there first. I'm sorry. Who do you think's the cheaper grocery store in Omaha? Because I go to Baker's all the time, and everyone's always like, oh my God, Baker's is so expensive. And I'm like, really? I don't.
Baker's is usually cheaper. Like, Bag and Save is more expensive than Baker's.
Yeah, see, and that's what I thought. I know Hy-Vee is supposed to be like the top one.
Hy-Vee, I'm not sure. And Walmart, it kind of depends. But if you have a Baker's card,
yeah, and I do.
It's usually Baker's.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree with that. Walmart has this interesting app, though, now. That like
that
gives you cash back. My sister's had it for like about a month and already has like $3.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but it's weird.
It like checks online to see if their price matches anything from your receipt.
Yeah, it's really cool. But I don't.
She's like, once I get X amount of whatever, I'm gonna buy myself a gift, or whatnot.
That's pretty smart, actually.
And you've got that. Walmart neighborhood market's very close
to like right up the street.
Mm-hmm. That's where I always go, just because it's convenience.
I did notice that Baker's has the K-Cups, though, like $4 cheaper than like those that Walmart and everything. Right. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of crazy.
Nice.
All right. That was my thought.
I've always noticed Baker's is usually cheaper.
All right. All right, let's get down to some real meat now. Jurassic World trailer first. What was your impressions?
I'm excited that they're doing it. I just hope it pans out the way that I want it to in my brain.
Apparently the gate isn't really CG. That was just for the trailer. They actually have a real, like, steel and wood gate for Jurassic World.
The only thing from the trailer that actually made me, like, oh, is when that thing jumped out of the water.
Oh, my God. I said they should have just showed the shadow because I would have been like, what? What is that? That's huge.
It's not a bad idea. Show the shadow and then maybe the next trailer or something.
Or like the shadow and then the shadow and then all the water being splashed and everyone like, oh, like you would be like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Did you guys see the real, the like 2005 concept for the Jurassic World movie? The
humans mixed with that. I'm not going to lie. It looks fucking awesome.
Oh, see, it would look cool if it wasn't a Jurassic Park
honestly.
Some kid was trying to defend that. He's like, that is way better than what they're doing now. And I'm like, well, that's a great idea.
You hardly fucking know what they're doing now.
It's a hybrid dinosaur. That's it.
Yeah.
Just a hybrid. And
for a sci-fi movie that wasn't Jurassic Park.
That would have been sweet as
fucking
fuck.
Dinosaur human hybrids.
Yeah. And some of the pictures were cool.
Concept. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't even heard about this.
It was like from 2005. They like showed this off. There's
concept art for like a Jurassic Park movie where they made like human dinosaur hybrids.
Like they genetically spliced them together. And this one in the movie now is just genetically spliced dinosaurs.
Yeah. So.
And on to the good shit, Star Wars.
Okay. Yeah.
That fucking lightsaber's dumb.
What? Are you fucking kidding?
It's all right, stupid.
Throw down.
Why? Why would you put lasers as a hand guard?
I will say that if I actually owned that, probably would chop my like just hand off instantly. But he's a Jedi or a Sith or whatever the fuck it is.
It doesn't fucking matter. If they were flipping around like in the first three movies that came out, the more recent ones.
Yeah.
I mean chronologically the first three, not the first three that came out. If they're flipping around like that, he would chop his fucking wrist off.
I'm not saying that like that. That isn't a dumb design, but I haven't seen it used, so it might be kind of cool.
I it's a
dumb idea. I saw someone come up with. They just drew one real quick about one that has handguards in a V pattern.
Looks
much better.
Maybe they'll fix it. The Millennium Falcon looked beautiful.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, yeah. And the X-Wings look nice.
It reminds me more of like a medieval sword, so I wonder if he'll use it more like a broadsword, which would
That's
be kind of cool.
That's what I thought. It might be a broadsword saber. I've heard it called the Trinity Saber from like some comics or something had it.
That's interesting.
That's a neat name.
Cut your wrist off saber. That's what it should be called.
Oh, fuck! Yeah, I would take my wrist out with that.
I mean, it makes sense. I remember playing with those lightsabers as a little kid and just sliding down. Just, I got your arm.
That would be the,
fuck you.
That would be the equivalent. Like, say it is like a medieval sword, where the handguard is blades. That would be the equivalent.
I mean, what it? I mean, it kind of is. It's just the blade isn't sharp. I wonder if like.
It just shocks you.
I wonder if it's a different material.
Taser saber.
I doubt. I mean, the Jedi have training sabers, so I wonder if it's the same frequency as that. So it's solid, because the reason the guard's there is so that the doesn't hit your hand. It's the guard.
That's a good idea.
It's still made out of metal, right?
Right. It's made out of metal.
Yeah.
And there, I mean, there are metals that can stop a lightsaber, but I mean, not for long.
Right. It's not a bad
idea. I understand your idea. I just don't think they're going to do that. That just doesn't sound like something they're going to bring up in a writing session. Like, hey, what if they're a different frequency? Right. Let's put that in the movie and explain that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound like something that's going
to
come up.
I totally agree. I'm just trying to put science into this movie.
Star Wars.
You're trying to put science into a sci-fi movie.
You're welcome.
The stormtroopers look nice. I thought those looked cool.
Another fun fact.
I thought it was a parody trailer when that fucking stormtrooper.
Really? So, oh, when he popped up?
Just because it was a reaction.
I did too. I did too. I was like, oh, somebody's making fun of it already. I haven't even seen the real thing. Oh, this looks kind of nice. They went all out for this. This is a quick turnaround production.
The quality looked really good of like the footage. You gonna make it through this?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I really will.
You're gonna get out to your car, and I'm gonna be backing out and just fall over.
You're good. Okay, I'm going.
Fun fact about Star Wars lightsabers. Let's say that me and Andy made the same type of lightsaber. We had the same.
I'd kill you first.
You're right. I'm sick. We had the same frequency. Our lightsabers would just pass through each other. They wouldn't clash.
Did you read like a science book while you were sick? All of a sudden, you're science and everything now.
My dad is crazy, crazy.
That would be awesome if you could find like Star Wars. If you could find the frequency of your enemy's lightsaber, because it would just go through the lightsaber and you just slice him with it.
Yeah, but they would if they're slicing it back at you at the same time.
Yeah, but you'd have to jump.
That's
you know what funny. I haven't seen it in any Star Wars, but no one has ever gone up behind someone and like activated the saber through them.
That happened in the Star Wars game Jedi Knight Academy 1, Jedi Knight Academy 2, whenever you pick the dark side, like your brother, whoever turns around and starts walking away, if you pick the dark side, like that's the first thing you just like click.
Nice.
Oh, second shit. Belly button. There you go.
I just thought about that, because that'd be so easy. Just like, boop, all right, you're dead.
Also, on most lightsabers, there's like a little dial that you can turn the blade length down.
That's actually pretty cool. Yeah. A little light dagger.
A little light dagger.
Be like Zorro, just fucking mark people and run away really quick. Game news?
Lightsabers are supposed to be like 20 pounds, or like really, really heavy. Like
what?
So, yeah, lightsabers are supposed to be really heavy, like just the blade, and that's why only Jedi are supposed to be able to use them. It takes.
Why are they heavy? They're light.
Well, the inside isn't like it's electronics mixed with like a crystal and a bunch of really durable metal in order to keep the lightsaber inside.
I got nothing for that. I got nothing.
Speaking of Star Wars, have you guys seen the show Superpowered Beatdown?
No.
It's a YouTube show. No. It's where they take and fan vote two characters from like nerddom, and they just make them fight to the death. This most recent episode was Batman versus Darth Vader.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Darth Vader fucking destroy him?
Yes, but the video was really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like animation? Or?
No, it's live action.
Oh.
It's really, really good.
Oh, it's live action.
It's really, really good.
Neat.
They had probably my favorite one was Scorpion versus the White Power Ranger. And they actually got Jason David Frank to play the White Power Ranger.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. The next one they're doing is Ryu from Street Fighter versus the Green Ranger. And Jason David Frank's going to play the Green
Ranger.
No
way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They've done like Kick-Ass versus Casey Jones. They've done...
the
Gambit.
Actual actor, Kick-Ass?
No. Okay. All of this is fan work. Okay. But it's all filmed and you go on and you vote. They've done Captain America versus Master Chief.
Who won?
They filmed for both, but I want to say Master Chief won. They filmed for both endings, just so the fans don't kill someone.
Okay.
Because,
All right.
Superman versus Thor. Like, some of them are kind of bad and one-sided, but some of them, like this Batman versus Darth Vader one, like, it's obvious Darth Vader's going to win. But Batman, like... goes onto the Death Star and steals a lightsaber because he like knows who he's fighting.
He's
like the story behind it is Batman's riding in his ship and is like, Oracle, where's Superman? Because Darth Vader's captured Superman.
Hmm.
Like Darth Vader's is like, he's probably here for the Kryptonian, and he's like, I'll deal with him. It's really, really awesome.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
I'll watch it later.
You guys ready for gaming news?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Alright.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
Skylar does that voice, and like every time I hear that, I think it's him. But I have to remember it's not him.
It is not him. World of Warcraft surpasses 10 million subscribers. Again.
For a month, and then once they beat the expansion, they'll be like, okay, I'm done.
World of Warcraft shrank to almost 6.8 million in August. The last update we got from Blizzard was they were at 7.4 million, and the expansion brought in an additional 2.6 million.
Dude, that's pretty crazy that it brought in that many in 1 month.
It's looking like the subscriber base pre-expansion at the time was already 9.1 million.
Oh.
So...
maybe people are joining back like pre-expansion.
Yeah, getting ready for it probably. But
there's always the like pre-expansion like events that happen in World of Warcraft. I know that.
Yeah, plus you got to like get back into the game too.
Yeah.
Make
a new level 80 character.
You guys ever played World of Warcraft?
14 days.
I played the demo for an evening and I just didn't get into it.
The grinding, nope.
I've never played because I have an addictive personality and there's been award-winning South Park episodes about how addicting that game is.
Yeah.
So I'm not even going to bother.
I love when they show that episode every now and then. There'll be an icon, like a little blurb that this won an Emmy.
Yeah.
That episode won an Emmy.
Yeah.
And it usually happens when Cartman's shitting into the... when he's like, Bob, bucket! And he's like shitting in the bucket, they'll usually show it.
That's really funny. That's super funny.
It's like they just don't give any fucks.
It's funny, World of Warcraft is a game where, like, you never hear about any other game where people are like, yeah, I've quit. But World of Warcraft, people are like, yeah, I quit that game. Most games you just stop playing.
Yeah.
Like, it gets to a point where you don't really play anymore, or it gets boring.
No.
But people actively quit.
I remember hearing, like, back when the game, like, 3 years after the game came out, when it was still really big, I remember hearing about, like, help groups to stop addiction for WoW.
That's so funny.
And I was just like,
that's
man.
That's like on the same level of like people getting like that Avatar syndrome of like they're upset because the world Avatar didn't exist.
I've heard of that too.
Yeah.
Fuck that. People are
God.
I wish the world was like this.
I mean, yeah, it'd be cool to go like VR into a world, but...
Wait like 2 years, the Rift will be out.
In fact, I know of... I can tell you guys after the podcast if you want to know. But someone who lost custody because of World of Warcraft.
Are you kidding? Really?
No, I'm not joking.
Wow. That sucks.
Yeah. Well, apparently not for them because they chose World of Warcraft. But.
Oh, really?
DayZ price increased by 15%, immediately has a 15% off sale.
I think everyone on the internet is saying it's just a money grab.
It is. It is a money grab. This is why they did it.
Oh, okay.
You don't increase your game by 15% and then immediately cut the price by 15%.
Yeah, that's true.
That sucks. They were supposed to be the good guys. The good ones.
You were the chosen one.
Yeah.
They were. That game has insane promise.
Now, technically, after they increase to 15% and then subtract 15%, you know, it's not like subtracting a whole number or anything like that. It's not... If you add 15, subtract 15%, it's not the same number as you got before you add the 15%.
Yeah.
So technically, it is on sale for 25 cents. Like 25 cents off.
Oh. Oh, really?
After the minus 15%.
Oh, that's fucking weak.
So technically, it is cheaper than its original price by 25 cents. I
mean, what was the price it raised from?
It raised from... $29.99
to 15% more than that.
$34.99.
All right.
And right now it's $29.74.
Ooh.
Wait, how unlucky do you have to be the guy that like, oh, look at this Daisy. Ah, they increased the price. I guess I'll get it anyways. Refresh your screen.
Yeah. I'll get it before it goes up again. Fuck. That would be shitty.
Yeah.
I've had, like, I fucking, all right, I love the PlayStation Plus network, but I hate it at the same time because, there's been so many games I've bought, and then, like, 2 months later, they come out free on PlayStation Plus, and I'm just like, oh, fuck you. That Injustice, though, I've had that for, like, a year, though, so. That's free next month. Oh, you bought that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shitty.
Yeah, Injustice is pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Assassin's Creed Unity Season Pass has been canceled.
Hey, you put that on Facebook. That big news.
Mm-hmm. They've canceled their Season Pass. Anyone that purchased the Season Pass or the Gold Edition of the game, which came with the Season Pass...
can fuck off.
That'd be an EA thing.
They will be able to choose between the following games as their compensation. They can either get The Crew, Far Cry 4, Watch Dogs, Assassin's Creed Black Flag... Rayman Legends or Just Dance 2015.
If you don't pick
Choice is obvious.
If you don't pick the first two, you're fucking getting screwed out of your money.
I didn't hear Just Dance 2015 as in the first two. I thought it was the last one that was said.
But what about Watch Dogs? No. They can hack it. That game came out. You can get that for like $20 now.
Yeah.
Far Cry 4 just came out.
Speaking of Watch Dogs, I was laying in bed yesterday whenever I didn't sleep for like over 24 hours because I was coughing and I was looking up ringtones and they had this, I've never played Watch Dogs, and they were like, here's the ringtone of your cell phone from Watch Dogs, and you click it and it's just an audio sound of a phone vibrating.
Oh, like, my god.
It's like and I'm just like, my phone does this already. I don't need it to sound like it's vibrating. If it's gonna vibrate when it does this, it's gonna.
That's funny.
Stamp dying nuts. Phones.
Yeah.
They are gonna work on their Dead Kings DLC, but they're gonna make it free for everyone.
You guys done goofed.
Yeah. So basically, what it sounds like to me is they're like, fuck, let's just finish the DLC we're already working on and start our next game, because this one's fucking wrecked.
Yeah, they're basically, abandoning the game.
I mean, that's like a little sad.
They're going to finish that shit really quick. And
just... Speaking of broken games, I got to play some Master Chief Collection matchmaking.
Oh, how many updates now?
There's two updates, but they're big updates.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I got to play, and we actually got to play a few games without any problems, and then we started getting, like, split up, and, like, we get split on different teams, and then what would happen is, this happened multiple times, we would start going into matchmaking, and then, like, it would back out, but everyone that matched up in matchmaking was now in a party together.
That's so random!
It's so fucking weird.
I'm talking about matchmaking.
So yeah, it was fun to actually finally play a little bit of it, but yeah, it didn't make any sense to me.
Crap, what's the other game I was thinking?
And I don't get any. I don't fucking get why people would fucking vote for a Halo 3 map over a Halo 1 map. Halo 1 maps like never come up.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, goddamn, we just played Halo 3, like fucking 7 years ago.
I need that one. Oh, I need that one.
Yeah. Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U sells over 490,000 copies, becoming the fastest selling Wii U game in the U.S.
In like 1 week or?
Over the course of 3 days.
Oh, jeez.
Damn. Oh, God. Fuck yeah.
Have you played any more of it? Or have you been like...
Yeah. Over Thanksgiving, I played. And I'm going to say it again. It's really tough to go from Project M back to the 3DS, then to the Wii U version, then back to Project M. It's tough.
Wait, you're playing Project M over the Wii U?
I don't have the Wii U game. I don't own it.
I thought you owned it.
No.
I thought that's why you bought a Wii.
That is why I bought a Wii, but I don't have the Wii U yet, or the game. I decided to do it in the correct order instead of, like, I got the Wii U instead of getting the game first.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can still play, like, Wind Waker and whatever on it instead of just looking at the case.
You're pretty.
Yeah.
You're nice.
I'll wait for you.
Now, that doesn't compare to Super Smash Bros. Brawl, which sold 874,000 units in 1 day.
Holy shit. That game had a huge more hype, though.
Oh,
actually, each one. Yeah, Brawl had huge hype because Melee was so insanely good that the hype for Brawl was just bananas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then after Brawl, the hype for every Smash game is really high, but...
I remember... maybe me just being in high school, Brawl was coming out, but I'd go to the website every day to see if they had like new characters or any new content, like every day for Brawl. I didn't do that as much for Wii U.
John and George and Uli and all them.
That's just one person.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Fuck you. I count as the masses.
That's like when people say like, "Oh, there's no global warming. There's snow outside my window."
Well,
I love.
There is no global.
I love global warming people. They're fun. I'm like, really? How?
Yeah.
How don't you believe this?
You can show them all the goddamn UN studies you want, but they're like, nah, I don't know.
I know.
I feel like also back to our original topic of Smash Brothers, the important thing, not the planet. I feel like they've added. They added more to the elements of the fighting game in Brawl, and they were like really proud of those instead of like the Smash Ball was introduced in the Brawl. Mm-hmm. In the Wii version, it's like, and the Smash Ball's still here, but here, let me talk about this other thing real quick. Smash Ball is like this crazy hype. Mm-hmm. You see this super move happen on the screen, and you're just like, I need that in my hands right now.
Right. I don't know, there was a lot of hype behind Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Like eight players, Mega Man.
Yeah.
Mega Man himself was fucking huge.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. Pac-Man's in it.
Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Man, Pac-Man. All right, guys, that'll do it for gaming news. You want to go into technology?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
So I found a cool article from Gizmodo. It's 11 gadgets that died too early.
Ooh, nifty.
Yeah, so we're going to start with the Commodore Amiga at a time where Macs were unexpandable, single-tasking, monochromatic boxes, and PCs were dominated by... You gonna live?
I'm sorry. I was really trying to listen too.
We're dominated by the command line. The Amiga introduced an expandable computer with dedicated graphics and audio components that was able to display color graphics, had stereo audio, and built-in command line on top of a Windows-based GUI.
I completely agree. I remember that. Just barely. I remember the expandableness of it.
We're gonna move on to the Compaq iPac.
Was this the?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was basically like a PDA, but does a lot of things that a PC could. Pretty interesting.
It was like the tablet before the tablet.
Yeah.
I had a PDA, and...
did you?
Yeah. Because I'm a fucking nerd. And there was this thing that my dad downloaded for me. It was the entire first Star Wars episode on this, like, shitty PDA. Mm-hmm. Completely done in like,
I know what you're talking about. ASCII art, the like the letter art,
yeah.
Or the command line art, yes.
Is the whole thing, That's the video.
Yes, I have.
You could
seen
like
that.
Fast forward. It had no sound, but it's at every scene.
Just someone
played
did
through
that.
It. And it was so slow. Like you'd get the whole movie in an entire day of school. Like it wasn't a 2.5 hour movie like normal.
I had a Game Boy cartridge that had a USB port on it at one point in time, and someone was like, "You could put movies on this," and yeah, it was fucking painful trying to watch a movie on this little Game Boy color screen.
Sega Game Gear is next.
Oh god, the Game Gear was so cool, but it killed so sweet. Many batteries.
Yeah, it's 6 AA batteries every 3 hours, basically.
Yeah. Wow. It was awesome if you had the AC adapter, though, like if you were able to plug in.
Yeah, but then at that point, you should just play your fucking Sega.
That's true. The Game Gear, though, it looked pretty. It looked nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
And if I remember correctly, it was pretty nice to hold. It wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm. Next up is the Atari Lynx.
Lynx, they just fucking jumped the gun and didn't sell or shit.
Yeah. First color LCD screen.
That was cool. That was about it.
Next, we have the Apple Newton. Basically, well, this one they likened to a tablet before the iPad.
Yeah. That's actually a clever name. I'm proud of you, Apple. Apple Newton,
yeah. Before the cool, before all the eyes.
But the phones. Look at this. It's a U-phone.
Next up is Microsoft Zune.
Oh, I loved the Zune. I had the 30 gig. The software was so good.
Or as Loki always put it, his Z-Tune.
I got to go on the Z-Tune store and buy that. I'm like, no, it's Zune. But I just let him do it. He'll still talk about that Z-Tunes every now and then.
He still works there? Mm-hmm. Nice transition. Before you go on, I had Panera for like the second time ever during this past week.
How was it?
It was pretty good.
Did Mother Bread make you feel like shit? What'd you get?
It was like a salad. I was really craving a salad. Oh, okay. And one of my students went out and got me a salad.
Salads are like the only legit thing Panera has anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sandwiches and everything else is horrible for you.
I had a salad, and I said no avocado, and it was like some whatever.
Chicken Cobb avocado?
Yeah. I didn't want avocado, but they were like, here, have some fucking avocado. And I was like, Andy's going to hear about this.
What store did they go to?
Oakview, I think.
Maybe. Okay, then that might be my fault.
What type of cheese is on there?
Gorgonzola.
Okay.
Blue cheese.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Replay TV DVR, which was basically a DVR before TiVo came out, had most of the market share for a while.
I think I remember seeing commercials for that.
Panasonic 3DO.
They tried.
Yeah.
They tried.
They tried. It had 20 to 30 titles.
They tried.
Hey, I mean, that's...
Wasn't that... I think that's what PS4 had at launch was like 20 to 30 titles or something like that.
PS4 had at launch?
Yeah, like...
I thought that's... PS4 had like 5 games. There was nothing to
play. There was the launch games, but then there was all the digital games. They were including those too. There was a shitload of digital games right out the bat.
Sony mini disc. I remember those for about a week.
Mini discs. Yes. I do remember those. Did you ever have an MP3 player that used floppy disks?
No.
No.
I had one.
Really?
Yeah.
Sell
my dad
shit.
Got it. Oh, yeah. I got a phone now. That's my MP3 player.
Yeah.
I would never sell.
And finally, the Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was another console that was ahead of its time, too, especially with its network capabilities.
You know what it wasn't ahead of its time?
Controller.
The controller, I think, is awesome.
I don't know.
You know, like the controller?
I haven't held it in a long time, so I...
I've got 4 in the other room if you want to hold one.
Go get Do you have the Sonic
go get
Adventure
one right now.
Battle?
Yeah, right now. Okay, yeah, I'll go get one.
Hey, I'll go get one so I can blow my nose.
Just go blow your nose. I'll just talk amongst myself.
This seems like awful radio. That's fine.
Oh, hey, is that a Surge?
Yeah, it's from last week.
Oh!
Oh,
God.
It's empty.
I'm still going to spit in it.
I'll drink it.
Oh, God. Matt, just...
That's what Surge is, right?
What, magic?
No, spit.
No, it's magic.
Oh, I forgot.
That's what Surge is made of. I have 7 cans left out of my 48.
God, I fucking hate Matt. Matt, if you... hear this as you're editing. Have fun later. I didn't say anything bad about you behind your back. while you're in the other room. So look for it.
That's
or
good.
Don't.
Yeah.
Because I didn't say anything.
Yeah, this controller was fine. The thing I thought was, I was thinking of the old Xbox controller and how that thing was so fucking heavy.
Yeah.
But no, this is lighter than I remember. It's so nice. It's weird not having a stick that doesn't click.
Yeah, that is
that
weird.
That is weird.
That is odd.
I want to feel it. Let me feel the stick.
Is this the GameCube?
Let me feel the stick. No?
Well, I know it's the Dreamcast, but it really looks like the GameCube connector.
Yeah, it looks pretty close.
It needs to be more rounded on the bottom.
No. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's like a circle and then it's flat on top.
Do you miss the days of wired controllers every once in a while?
Not really.
Yeah. Like when the jump from PS2 to PS3, I thought that was so cool having a wireless controller. Yeah. But now I play my PS2 every once in a blue moon and I kind of like having the cord. I think it just might be a nostalgia factor.
I know when I play Smash Bros, you know, I have the attachment for the GameCube controller. Yeah. I kind of find it to be a hassle. It's just in the way.
You take it back.
Well, it is kind of a hassle.
You take it back.
If I should just learn how to play with the goddamn Pro controller.
John is the Pro wireless?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. John had a wireless GameCube, like an actual Nintendo wireless GameCube controller. And that thing was boss.
I looked for some of those on eBay. They're actually very expensive.
Yeah. They didn't make too many of them or something. Yeah. But yeah, those were awesome. John would just fucking murder us.
Here,
with
let
that.
Me hold the Dreamcast controllers.
Okay. I think it's really interesting that there's like
I always forgot what the LCD screen did on that thing.
Yeah, what it is actually is. God, if I can pull it out.
Welcome to 3Hit Combo's review of the Dreamcast.
Controller.
This is a Dreamcast controller.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Fuck, I can't get it out.
What is it?
It's like a.
Is that the like controller thing?
Yeah, it's like an expansion thing. Motherfuck.
God, be gentle. I'll have to start over. Day one.
Just who's boss.
Just like all workplaces, me and my boss and a couple employees were very homoerotic.
I remember this thing. Wasn't there like a like an animal, like a pet thing you could keep on there?
Yeah. And it's kind of, and like different games use it for like different things. I know when you turn on the, and there's actually two ports for them.
Dude, that's so fat.
I'm gonna be honest. I had no idea that this existed.
Oh, really?
I never owned a Dreamcast. I had a friend who did, and we played the shit out of Sonic Adventure Battle.
That was a good fucking game.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I might have one of those for every controller. I have 4 Dreamcast controllers. Nice. But the thing is, I noticed those things make a really loud beep when you turn on your Dreamcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Like, I'm here. Play with me.
But yeah, I do. I do remember games using that, and like one game like had a like a pet you could take care of or something.
Caution: battery harmful or fatal if swallowed.
Somebody fucking did that for.
If you send us an email, I'll have Andy eat a battery on.
I have metal teeth. It would look cool with all the sparks.
Email it to 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. Subject, fuck Andy.
That's every day.
What was the subject line? I have my phone on me right now.
Fuck are you?
So yeah, Dreamcast controllers.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Pretty neato.
This fucking Xbox controllers, though.
The first
God.
One. The very first one.
You could kill someone with those.
Yeah. What I was going to say, though, is Dreamcast was not ahead of its time in DRM because you could just fucking burn discs.
Yep, I remember that.
I have quite a few Dreamcast games because of that. So if you guys ever want to play Mortal Kombat Gold or Sarge's Heroes or Power Stone.
Oh, Sarge's Heroes! That was a good game.
Or Hydro Thunder, which actually I have actual Hydro Thunder.
That was the first game. Hydro Thunder. That was on the Dreamcast first, right? Or was it on the N64?
I think it was. Well, technically, Andy, it was in the arcades first.
Nice glasses push. That was awesome.
Touché.
I could have sworn it was on the N64. Actually,
I know. I've
got
played
the fucking internet
it.
In front of me. How about I look it up?
The internet!
Don't you do it. Don't you dare be factual in this podcast.
We just spit lies.
Hydro Thunder came out for the Dreamcast first.
Nice. Yeah, yep. The Dreamcast was like 2000.
It came out for the Dreamcast September 9th, 99.
Oh, damn.
Nintendo 64, February 29th, 2000. That was the same day it came out on PlayStation.
Oh, nice.
Came out on Windows April 6th, 2001.
Wait, on PlayStation 1 or 2?
1.
I need to find this.
And then it came out on PlayStation 2, Xbox, and GameCube in 2005.
Oh, so it's on PS2. I need to find that.
Mm-hmm.
I bet gamers might have it.
What game are we talking about?
It was a launch title for the Dreamcast.
Hydro Thunder.
Thank you.
Thunder. Yeah.
It's probably one of the best racing games I've ever played.
Oh, let's not forget.
Besides Jet Moto.
Let's not forget, but for a day, I was number one in the world on Atlantis and Hydro Thunder Hurricane.
Yeah?
Which was the remake on Xbox 360.
My thumb was numb.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. I like how at the end of this article, when they're talking about gadgets that died too early, they're like, Google Glass, maybe? Like, fuck off.
Google Glass isn't even, like, out yet.
Yeah.
Is it not?
No,
I actually thought it was something that failed.
I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes. There was a guy in Panera that came in with Google Glass.
Someone came into Panera with Google
Glass. I actually sat down. Like, I stopped doing... I was a manager at the time. I just stopped. I'm like, I'm going to talk to you for, like, 5 minutes. And he was like, all right. So, yeah. Let me talk to you.
Get over here. Let me talk to you.
Would you mind if you take a customer survey?
Yeah.
Where did you get your Google Glasses?
Because that's fucking sweet.
Down at the mall. Do you want to ask me about Panera? No, fuck that place.
Your glasses.
Is it comfortable?
Holy shit. Hydro Thunder for the PlayStation 1 is $130.
Whoa.
Check how much it is for the Dreamcast.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got it on eBay for not the $100.
Oh my god, you can get a Hydro Thunder arcade machine, a two-piece one, for $650 on eBay.
That's kind of cool.
How
$6.50.
Yes.
Snatch them up. Sell them at $650.
I would love, not only, right here, Hydro Thunder for the Dreamcast, $5. it looks like if you get it with the actual case, the one for $5 as just a regular case, it's like $10.
I could deal with that. Oh, here we go, like $8.99.
Yeah. All
right, that's better.
So, first of all, as far as arcades go, I'd love to get a Hydro Thunder one, and I would love to get an NFL Blitz one.
Yep, an NFL Blitz cabinet was so... We played that at SGC.
Yeah,
that was a blast.
Yes, it was.
I want a Street Fighter cabinet.
That'd be pretty cool. I wouldn't mind a Tekken arcade or a Tekken Tag Tournament one. Tekken's been my favorite fighter.
Leaper had... What did he have? Not Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, that would have been a sweet cabinet to have.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been so cool.
It was another fighting game, like Capcom something. Fuck, I don't know. Capcom versus Street Fighter.
I think there's been
Capcom
and
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter versus Capcom.
Internal struggle.
I don't remember because I could have sworn it was not Marvel versus Capcom because I feel like I gave him shit for not getting Marvel versus Capcom.
Street Fighter vs. Capcom is going to be like, watch Guile take on his alcohol abuse.
That was really fun when Leaper was single for about 3 months. He had a fucking pool table, an arcade cabinet, he lived on his own, he could do whatever the fuck he wanted.
What happened?
Settled down, and now he lives in the shooty part of town.
How's his house?
I don't know. I haven't seen his house since I fucking helped him move in.
Oh, well,
like a
when
year
you helped
and a
him,
half ago.
When you helped him move in, how was it?
It was pretty sweet.
All right,
yeah,
cool.
It was a nice house.
Dude, I can't find Hydro Thunder for PS2 anywhere.
They probably made like 4 copies.
That's true.
I bought some games on eBay recently. I bought Kingdom Hearts.
Hell yeah.
I bought Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2.
Were those for PS3?
Those were for, well, probably, yeah.
I got it
for 360.
Yeah, sorry.
And I got Cool Borders 3 for the PS1.
Nice.
And Tekken
2 was good.
Yeah.
3 was the best because it had the volleyball mode in it.
Maybe I got 3.
Oh my god. 3 also had the dinosaur.
The volleyball mode.
Yeah, the volleyball mode was like the best part of that game.
All right, moving on to actual stories. iOS 8.2 has been jailbroken before it's even released.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't even know that was coming out.
Yep, it's still in beta and unavailable to non-developers, but that hasn't stopped a Chinese-based outfit from breaking it.
It's always China! God damn you, China.
So what's the point of breaking phones?
For iOS, you can put any, you can put pirated software on it then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
Well, all right then. That sounds useful.
And I like how I said last week that I don't bring up deals much on the podcast because we're not live, you know? So it's like, if they're like short time deals, people who listen to this, yeah, like, oh, fuck yeah. Well, for a limited time, Google's offering 1 terabyte of Google Drive space for 2 years free with the purchase of a new Chromebook.
Wow.
That's good, but I don't want a Chromebook. I would just like the Google Drive, though. I'm really thinking about paying for Apple Drive. I can get a terabyte for $12 a year, and I'll have access to it like on my phone and everything. No, I mean Google Drive too. So,
do you remember last week where you were talking about that Amazon scam?
Yeah.
There was something.
Oh, the Walmart one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's same deal, kind of same operation, but Sears messed up, and they priced their their 3DS at $60.
I saw that. And they also priced
their Wii U's at $60, and there are like plenty of people in town who are like, "Yeah, I got 6 Wii U's at Walmart for $60 because of price matching."
Oh my!
They just screen saved the website. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's brilliant.
I wonder if like Sears did it on purpose to like really fuck over Walmart.
Well, Sears is already fucked over, so they're probably taking you down.
They probably lost money on those Wii U's.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. They lost a shit ton of money on the PlayStation 4s.
I'm sure. But that's
funny as fuck.
I was hanging out not last week, but like the week before on that Sunday is when it went down.
Yeah.
And it was like we were playing a big Smash group, like a club thing down at UNO. First time I've been there. And they closed shop early because they had this news. And they were like, oh, we're going. Bye-bye. And I was like, thanks. It was fun playing with you all.
Yeah, if I remember right, like retailers get consoles at like almost the price they sell them for.
Yeah.
So they don't make fucking anything on those.
It's all the accessories.
Yeah. The HDMI cables for $30 that they get for $1.50.
Yeah. That makes sense.
The Department of Justice used a 225-year-old law to bypass a phone's password.
What?
Last month, prosecutors managed to convince a federal magistrate in Manhattan to order an unnamed phone maker to provide what it calls reasonable technical assistance to unlock a password-protected phone. The phone in question was rumored to contain evidence required to a credit card fraud case. The warrant issued a source help in unlocking the phone cited the All Writs Act, which is a part of a 1789 law that gives courts broad authority to carry out their duties.
Hmm. That's really interesting. And it's really cool that the lawyer found that. But it's really obscure. Like, I think it's cool that the lawyer was that good that he knew about it.
Yeah.
Like he did.
I also sometimes, research. I don't know. It seems stupid that sometimes, like, they can manipulate the wording of a 1789 law that had no idea cell phones would even exist. To be like,
that's what lawyers are for.
Yeah, I mean,
fucking evil lawyers.
There's two ways you can look at it. You can look at it that way, or you look at it my way. Which is like you kind of make him out to be the villain, and I'm kind of making him out to be the hero. It really depends on the situation. Like,
I think
credit
he's
card
just a
fraud.
Neutral guy.
Credit card fraud is bad news, so I see him as the hero. But if it was like, if he was trying to do something evil with it, you could easily make him the villain for the same reason.
Right. I just don't like the fact that so many laws that like either laws should either be updated or expired on a regular basis.
I can agree with that.
I kind of agree with that too.
Because there's so many laws that like, you know, we have to follow that had no idea what the world would be like today.
I always thought that it would be interesting to rewrite, like, the Bill of Rights to update it.
Yeah.
I think that would be interesting, but no one in the government would ever do that.
Fuck no.
I mean,
we're going to follow these 200-odd years of rules.
We all had a
bear arms. No one fucking got it. It was actual bear arms.
We all have a hard on for the founding fathers. They were obviously right.
It's true.
That Washington knew what cell phones were going to do.
He was pretty sexy as well.
He reminds me of my grandmother, which is a weird thing to follow up after you said that.
No, Abraham!
All right.
Are you saying that George Washington and Abraham Lincoln had conversations?
He just said Abraham. I'm checking. I mean, there probably was a guy named Abraham and George.
So. I don't think so. I think Abraham Lincoln was the first Abraham to ever exist.
He was the first Abraham.
Not that guy in the Bible.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's go into news.
News.
You want the news? You can't handle the news.
Oh, when's Skylar making me drop?
This is news on 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
Multiple UK publications reported last week that a school playground had to be evacuated earlier this month after an unusually aggressive gray squirrel became too much of a threat.
I wanted this to be an Ebola case, but I'm happier that it turned out to be a squirrel
case. Fucking aggressive squirrel.
A rampaging squirrel went too far as to scratch a staff member.
It went too far.
At a school in the UK. A statement on the school's website says, "No squirrels has caused havoc or terrified children at the school."
Well, the English isn't proper, yeah. So.
He said, "We did have a curious and bold squirrel in the playground during golden time."
That must be what they call recess, then.
God, I hope it never rains.
I would like to assure you that the children...
It's golden time showers!
I would like to assure you that the children were not at risk. If there had been a serious concern, I would have written to you immediately. The teachers and I spoke to the children in the assembly about how to behave around pets and other animals.
The principal just kicks open the back doors of the school with just like two automatic pistols. He's like, "Let's get this fucking squirrel."
I like this other quote. Here's the full quote. "We did have an incident. We did have an incident where the fucking hell, I can't read the quote. We did have an incident where we had a squirrel."
We had an incident where we had a squirrel.
This is fucking full quote.
I wanted the full quote to be, "We did have an incident where we had a squirrel." That's end quote.
I just get so nervous up here.
The squirrel was also reached for comments. It said,
"Oh my god! Oh my god! Yeah. That was funny, but damn,
I wasn't listening. And like, it took me a second to catch up with what you said. I was like, listening. What'd the squirrel have to say? Oh, okay. Oh wait, that probably isn't in the story.
Wait, was it?
But what did he really say?
No, seriously.
DYU suspect allegedly drinks vodka while being questioned by cops.
B.A. Instead of B.A.
It's my spicy water.
Florida woman France Riney, who was 60 years old, was facing DUI charge after she allegedly sat behind the wheel of a parked car and drank vodka while at St. Lucie County's sheriff's deputy tried to question her.
You didn't play the drop.
The Florida drop?
Yeah.
I haven't played that in months.
I know. I've been waiting for it. I've been wanting it.
Yeah.
I feel cold
without
it.
Everyone does a Florida segment. That's why we don't do it anymore.
Oh. Which is pretty sad. Because only like 3 people listen to it.
Go ahead, Matt.
I
don't even think I still have it. Oh, wait, here it is.
Thank you.
The deputy responded to a call out about a woman who appeared out of it in a parked vehicle at the American Legion around 5:40 p.m. on November 16th. According to an affidavit, Riney was in the driver's seat with the keys in the ignition, but the car wasn't running. When the deputy asked Riney for her license, she allegedly handed him a bag of chips, then a bottle of water. When the deputy informed her that the item in her hand was not her license, she allegedly picked up a bottle of vodka and took a swig.
Dude, it's 5 o'clock. That's fine.
Drink enough of this and it will be a license, officer.
Yeah. Just have a swig.
Andy, I have a question for you before we end the podcast. So, Matt, continue.
A 9-year-old girl in Indianapolis was arrested and charged with battery last weekend after her mother called police and reported she had punched her 6-year-old sister.
Wait. Is this supposed to be funny? Is there something funny about this? No, this is just a dark article.
Is this really that dark? 9-year-old girl punched a 6-year-old. Now she started the battery. It's funny because it's stupid.
Okay.
How hard can a 9-year-old hit?
I guess it is.
And why are you calling the police when you're her mother? Tell her not to hit and put her in timeout.
Wait, the mom called the police on the...
A 9-year-old girl in Indianapolis was arrested and charged with battery last weekend after her mother called police and
reported she had punched a 6-year-old. All right, sorry. I guess it just didn't sink in my head. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's a dumb fucking mom.
See, why didn't the mom just hit the daughter? That's what you do. Right. You assert dominance.
Yeah.
That's what happens whenever like somebody coughs on me. I cough on them back. Oh. It shows everybody that I'm the alpha male.
Well, everybody tells me, when they tell me I have a small penis, I just punch them straight in the dick.
To assert the...
Because I don't!
Okay, right.
All right. Yeah, right. Agreed. That's frustrating to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty stupid. Guys, that will do it for news.
So, Andy.
Yes.
Whose voice is deeper, mine or Matt?
Matt's.
Damn it.
You just naturally have a higher pitch voice.
I do.
Kind of like me. Like, I think I have a lower pitch voice than I actually do, but I know I have a kind of higher pitch voice.
Hey, girl. What's up?
Hey, baby!
Have you guys heard that song, Trumpets or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can get fucking high pitched.
I can freaking hit those notes. I hit them. They're like, yeah. I'm actually really good at it.
All right.
You guys remember the song "Some Night" by FUN?
Yeah.
Where he like goes all crazy, like I can do. Obviously,
you can auto tune your voice.
Yeah. It's,
holy shit.
Yeah. I really
gotta sell this.
I really enjoy it.
All right, guys, so that will do it for this episode of the podcast. Remember to find us on YouTube, search 3-Hit Combo Podcast, Facebook, facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast, twitter.com/3HitCombo PC. That's the number 3 PC Sniffles Podcast. Please don't do that. And search for us. God damn it,
Taylor. It's Sniffles the Stripper.
I was going to do that to you after the podcast.
Email us 3HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out. The top of 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 the top of